Number 14.
This is the only one for open public. These are for number 15.
Oh, these are 15, okay. Okay, so we have one for open public input on number, item 14, and Scott Brown? And Scott, you know the three-minute rule and all that stuff? Okay.
Yes, sir.
You know that we've put ejection seats in there now, too?
Chair, members of the commission, director, deputy director, my name is Scott Brown. I represent Resources Coalition, which is the legal assistance group for the small-scale mining community. Back in April 14th of this year, rulemaking was opened up to modify the rules for suction dredge mining, all suction dredge mining, whether it be gravity, motorized, so on and so forth. Part of that issue that was brought to our attention was the fact that it was a violation of the Clean Water Act and the Endangered Species Act. And as we have gone through and done some research over the last few months, some equipment was given to us, or not equipment, but awards that we were awarded back in 2008 from the Department of Ecology on the Quicksilver Award for the clean water work that we have done by removing mercury, lead, so on and so forth. In September of this year, I did a Freedom of Information Act to request some documents to find out what was going on, and there was a disturbing email in that, in which you all have gotten a copy of that today. I will not be naming any names on this, but with that email, it seems like there was a violation of the operating principles of the commission by that one particular member by not representing all the citizens of the state. Number two, keeping other commission members not informed of this information, and not engaging in the activity which gives a rise to the conflict or interest in appearance of the conflicts of interest. We feel that this was a personal attack on the mining community. If everybody was aware of the rules under RCW 7755, there is also another pamphlet out there, which is called the Aquatic Plant and Fish Pamphlet, which allows suction dredging to remove aquatic plants without an HPA as well. And so we feel that this is kind of a biased attack on the mining community by environmental groups. There are timing windows in that pamphlet which coincide with the timing windows within the Golden Fish pamphlet as well. The same type of equipment is used, and nothing has been brought up about that within the rulemaking, other than our pointing this out to staff during our rulemaking procedure and the stakeholders' meetings. So we would like to see the rulemaking canceled at this time until it can be determined whether a House bill will be brought in to determine whether a law change will be in effect. Based off of the recent Cascadia Wildlands lawsuit where Judge Chris Lennies ruled in favor of WDFW and Resources Coalition stating that suction dredging can remain within the Golden Fish pamphlet at this time. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. You want to say that? No?
These kind of allegations are serious, and I think we all take them seriously. I was just pointing out to the chair that we have on our February agenda a spot for reviewing the situation on prospecting, and I guess my question to you is whether you think that's soon enough so that we can actually do it and lay it out and understand the whole situation or not.
Okay, well, with the allegations, I didn't want to bring it up as an allegation. I just wanted to point it out because it doesn't seem fair to bring this out in a public forum to be able to say this was done inappropriately. And as of the rulemaking right now, we received an email back in early November that rulemaking was on hold because of an internal review. Well, it's been a month and we've heard nothing. You know, and I've got
community. I've got minors out there that are wondering what's going to be happening. How are they going to be able to proceed at the beginning of the mining season, which begins in March for some of us? I know that the weather is not conducive to going out prospecting right now. We don't want to go up to our claims because we're looking at 2 feet of snow up there on our claims right now, so it's impossible to get in. But early, mid-March, late March, as early as April, we're able to get in and we want to go ahead and start prospecting. And if we have drinking permits, we want to be able to use our permits. And so the time frame on this was given to us that we would be looking at rule changes by the beginning of the year, and here we are delayed.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Brown. You've stated your points very, very clearly.
Thank
for
you.
For a quarter after eight on a Saturday morning. So.
Thank you.
And we will look into that. And congratulations on your awards from ecology. Even though I don't know if ecology, does that have any value now?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Well, we'll as Commissioner Baker said, we'll be looking at this, and it is serious stuff. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.